Summer barbecues in the backyard, game nights, holiday parties, it all happens at home. And Ohio Housing Finance Agency wants to help you realize your dream of home ownership. Ohio Housing Finance Agency, or OHFA, may be able to help if you're ready to buy a home. Visit myohiohome.org for more information on down payment assistance, lower interest rates, and more. OHFA makes purchasing a home more affordable. Visit myohiohome.org. That's myohiohome.org. Home ownership. Make it part of your future.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
All right, this one I asked Brock if I could do it, although he loves IGTV as well. But we want to share with you today some strategies that will allow you or will help you to revitalize, to resuscitate your Instagram by using IGTV. All right. Maybe you're thinking, does anyone really even watch IGTV? I tried it once before and it didn't give me many views. Or maybe you've thought to yourself, why would I try IGTV? I don't see a lot of people using it. Well, let me answer that question first and foremost. The number one reason why you want to use IGTV is because it was developed over a year and a half ago by Instagram to keep people on Instagram longer. And no one really used it. It was kind of a bust for Instagram. It didn't go well because no one could find it. It felt like its own separate platform. But they've made some simple changes that I'm going to cover with you here today that have, number one, allowed people like myself and like many of my students inside the Marketing Impact Academy and just people who have been following me on Instagram and watching what I'm doing and what Brock is doing and what other influencers, I hate using that word. It's such a weird word. Did I just use the word influencer? Please forgive me. All right. A lot of other people who have a message they want to get out using IGTV and doing so in such a way that it's attracting new followers. Yay. But it's even better than that. IGTV is a longer form video on Instagram. And the beauty of longer form video is that it enables people to know us and to trust us and to become familiar with us on a deeper level. Let's face it, it's not easy to get a handle on who someone is in a 15-second video. And it's even harder to know who someone really is by looking at a perfectly branded photo from a photo shoot, which you've since applied a preset to, maybe some Photoshop, a color hue, your logo, and a few other things that make it feel like so unnatural. IGTV or any long form video, whether we're talking Facebook or Instagram or YouTube, long form video allows people to know us on a deeper level. And when we go deep with our tribe, we win. IGTV allows us to go deep, and deep is where trust happens. And when people know us, when people like us, when people trust us, what do? They buy from us. So IGTV, for obvious reasons, is a win. And I think that's why we were attracted to it when it first came out about a year ago, I think in June of 2018. But not many people saw traction using it. So it's like, well, why would I invest time in that? Then in the summer of 2019, Instagram released an update that allowed people to click one little button that says share to feed when you're posting your IGTV. Now, I mentioned this briefly in a previous episode, which I will link to below in my show notes. And in that episode, I shared with you some very simple tips, like kind of like all the different things that you need to do. Like if your Instagram is just like dead and you're like not sure what you're doing wrong and you're certain that the algorithms are working against you, if you follow each one of these steps, and there's a lot of them, I think there's like nine, but if you follow all those steps, I promise you, your Instagram will come back to life in less than 7 days. Because I believe the most important step in that whole list is to start using IGTV, and because I believe it's most valuable for people like you who are entrepreneurs, I wanted to devote an entire episode to it so you can really, truly understand it. Now, if you want that complete list of what it is you need to do to revive your Instagram, aside from just IGTV, you can go to shalene.com/revive. Of course, the link is always below in our show notes. And if you're not someone who wants to read or look at photos that teaches you how to do these things, if you're more of, you know, obviously you listen to podcasts, you can go back and listen to that episode. I've provided a quick link for you too below. But let's talk IGTV, because I really think it's a game changer. And almost every single person that I've helped to adopt this mindset and to just try it, they're like, okay, I will never doubt you again. Shalene, it worked. I tried it before and it just didn't give me much results. But this is crazy how many more new people I'm able to reach, and the right kind of people. I want to honor your time. So in the effort of doing so, I'm not going to go over all of the reasons why you need to use IGTV. Instead, what I'm going to cover with you here today is topics, the content that's going to perform well for you on IG. I'm going to share with you how to prepare in advance. I'm also going to talk to you about how to record, because there's a couple of different options. I will also talk to you about the apps that I use to edit it, how to create a thumbnail that captivates, where and how to upload your IGTV, how to get people to actually interact with your IGTV and leave comments and likes within the first couple of minutes. And I'll also teach you how to use your Instagram story to drive people to your IGTV. And lastly, I'll give you a strategy that nearly guarantees that people are going to watch all the way to the end, where you have your very important call to action. We also have a complete IGTV guide, TV guide, that sounds funny, that will teach you or like show you exactly what I'm talking about. Because I know that some of what I'll be describing for you, you almost have to have your Instagram open. And some of you are maybe you're listening in your car and you can't do that. Or you just want to go over this slowly and you want to have pictures where you can see like, okay, what icon is she talking about? So if you're a visual learner, I've also placed a link below you so you can just download our free IGTV guide. Where do you find it? shalene.com/IGTV. That's so easy. It's my name /IGTV. If you want, you can just click on the link that I provided below and you can just view it from your phone. P.S. Do you know you can do that like while you're actually listening to this podcast? Your podcast will keep playing on your device even if you click on a link below in the show notes. So you might want to do that. You might just click on that link right now for the IGTV guide so you can follow along and see images and see pictures that will help you to better identify the things that I'm going to be describing for you in this episode. All right, let's start at the beginning, shall we? The first thing I wanted to talk to you about is how to know what type of content to produce on your IGTV. My opinion is anything that's interesting that is over a minute. It doesn't have to necessarily relate to your brand, but it should be something that, you know, it takes more than 15 seconds or a minute to explain it. It's something that's very interesting. It's something that's going to be interesting and attractive to your target audience, but it doesn't necessarily have to relate to your brand. A perfect example of that is the IGTV I did this week where I took people on a tour of my home. Now, that doesn't exactly relate to my brand, but it does allow people to know me on a deeper level. And as I'm taking people on a tour of our home, I'm able to mention things about myself and my husband and our beliefs that give people a deeper sense of who we are and what's important to us. And I talk about that feeling of peace and how important it is for us to feel that in our home and why we spent so much time creating what we call a craffle, a crazy, ridiculous, amazing, fun-filled life, so that we can feel those things. The type of content that you produce is up to you. I've seen great IGTV content that's very specific to a niche market. And as I always say, it's important to be known for one thing first. So before you start going, oh, I'm going to do cooking tutorials and I'm going to do dog care and I'm also going to take people on a home tour and I'm going to take people on a tour of my closet. Before you do all those things, remember, you have to first be known for one thing. So my recommendation for you is to think about the one thing that you want to be known for now, right? Because you can expand that and you will later. But when we're just starting out and either transitioning into a new career or we're making that shift, you want to stay in a niche until you're known for that niche. So if you may recall, for me, my niche was fitness. And then once I decided I really wanted to focus on teaching people business, there was a period of probably 3 to 5 years there where you saw like almost zero fitness from me. It was really all focused on building social media and business until I became known for that. And then you can expand your reach. So I would say sit down with a pen and a piece of paper and brainstorm topics that relate to the thing that you help people with, relate to the thing that you want to be known for, and just make a list of topics. Remember, videos can be anywhere from a minute to 10 minutes. Shorter is always better, but your video should be as long as it needs to be to truly convey the message. Your next step is how to prepare. After you've created your master brainstorm, your list of things, ideas that you want to potentially do IGTVs on, pick one. And then simply write down a few bullet points. It's really important that your IGTV comes across as natural and not overly produced. The last thing you want to do is look like you're reading from a script or you've memorized something. Like, we just don't connect with that. That just doesn't work very well in social media anymore. So make a list of bullet points that you want to cover on this particular topic. And don't forget that you want to put on that list your call to action. And your call to action can be a million different things. You can say, be sure to like this video. Don't forget to let me know what your opinion is on this topic. Be sure to share this video to your story. Click the link below to receive my free guide. Every call to action is relevant because what you're teaching people is that when you call them to action, it benefits them. Next, record your IGTV. Now, how you do this is up to you, but let me give you some options. First of all, you can record it on your phone's camera, right? You can just open up your camera and set it up and just record continuously. What I found worked really well for me was recording it using my IG story. Like, so I would just open up the app as if I was going to do an IG story. And the reason why I like doing that is because I'm long-winded. And when I can see the little dial working its way around the circle, which tells me I've just recorded 15 seconds, that makes me much more conscientious about word choice and eliminating filler words. In marketing and on TV, they call this speaking in sound bites. Now, once I record a full minute on using my IG story, I don't actually publish it to my story, although you could, but I don't publish it usually. What I'll do is I then just click download for each one of the individual clips. That's important. You can't just hit download on one of them. For each individual 15-second clip, you have to click download, 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 right? And those will then download to your camera roll. However, you could just post them to your story, save them to your camera roll, and then use that content maybe next week as IGTV content. All right, so let's just pretend that you're not posting it to your story. Let's just say you're downloading it to your camera roll. Now, each one of those individual clips downloads to your camera roll. I record for 1 minute, and I do it again, record for another minute, up until the point that I've completed my thought and call to action. Then you're going to open up a separate video editing app. The one that I like to use at the moment is Videorama. And there are a few others too. In fact, they are in that IGTV guide that you can click and download, and you'll see all the different apps that I like to use. But the reason why I like to use that is because it allows me to piece those clips together. I can edit them in case I did kind of go long-winded or there's like a little pause or something I want to take out. I usually don't edit them too much, but what I do is I add captions, especially over the first minute of the video. Why? Because we'll talk about that in a moment, but okay, spoiler alert. The reason why you want to do that is because most people are watching Instagram on mute. So if they just see a talking head, you've got to give them a reason visually to continue watching and to turn the sound on. So I try to use something really captivating in that first like couple of seconds that just grabs the viewer's attention. And then I highlight that by adding text over my video using an app like Videorama. So I import all those clips into Videorama. I add text over the first minute or so. If you want to do the whole video, you can. But like, really, I'm just like taking major points and ideas and I'm creating emphasis by putting those words as overlays on top of my video. Again, if you're not sure what I'm talking about, just go take a look at some of my IGTVs and you will see what I be talking about. Once I'm done doing that, I just export the video to my camera roll and I'm ready or nearly ready, to upload it to IGTV. It's that simple. That was one way to record. The other way that you could record, if you're more comfortable with this, is you can just open up your camera on your phone, or for that matter, any type of camera, and just record as you would any video. Save it to your camera roll and then upload it to IGTV. You're probably now wondering if some of the videos you've created in the past with golden content for YouTube and or Facebook could be repurposed to IGTV. And the answer is yes, you could definitely repurpose that content. However, it doesn't perform as well. And I don't think this has anything to do with the algorithm. I think this has everything to do with the feel. Like, you have seen videos before where you're like, this doesn't feel like it was created organically on this app or this platform. Here's the deal with Instagram. It's taking on a much more natural feel. And by that, I mean, as consumers, we're more captivated by stuff that feels like, oh, you just opened up your phone and you recorded this for me. It feels like we've FaceTimed. It doesn't feel like you've turned it over to a team and they've highly produced it and added music and, you know, themes and colors and an intro. Like, you know, like the more produced it feels, kind of like we see things happening on YouTube, the less it resonates on Instagram. I can tell you from our own testing with our students in the Marketing Impact Academy and the testing I've done on my own, I've deleted any IGTV that I uploaded that was like overly produced because it just tanked. It just didn't do well. Like, if I try to repurpose something from YouTube, it just does not do well. I think people want real. So that would be my suggestion to you. All right. So you've uploaded the video and it's in your camera roll. Now, before you go and upload it to IGTV, I want you to create a thumbnail. And this is cool. So when you upload your video, just like you do on Facebook, Instagram will say like, okay, do you want a cover shot? Like what people will see when they are looking at your IGTVs. This is also what people will see in their news feed now with their latest update and what will appear indefinitely on your page, your Instagram page. See, in the past, before Instagram updated this feature and allowed you to add a sneak peek or a preview to your Instagram page, also known as your profile, the only place you would see this is if you actually clicked on someone's IGTV, which nobody knew how to find it. So it was kind of like pointless. It was hidden. But now, because it shows up in your newsfeed and it shows up on your page, this cover, this thumbnail is really, really important. So I want to give you some tips on how to create an ideal thumbnail. Again, this is where it would be really cool if you were looking at the free guide that we've created for you, because you can see exactly what I'm talking about. Literally everything that I'm talking about today is broken down in picture form. Like, I did almost like a screen flow so that if you were listening to this, or even after you're done listening to this, if you just look at the IGTV guide that I created for you, then you'll be able to go like, oh, okay, that's what she meant. Like, because I know you're trying to picture some of this stuff, but you're like, I'm not exactly sure what she's talking about or where that is, or I haven't seen that before. So once you're done with this podcast, or even while you're listening to it, be sure to download that guide. That guide won't be up indefinitely, but it is up right now. So take advantage of that. Where do you find it? Shalene.com/IGTV. That's so easy. It's my name /IGTV. Oh my gosh, it's even easier than that. It's a link that you'll find below this podcast. But when your preview, okay, so your thumbnail that you're going to create, it will basically be the size of a Instagram story template, right? So in other words, it's the size of your iPhone screen and it's portrait mode. That's how you're going to make your thumbnail. However, when Instagram released the update that allows you to show a preview to your Instagram profile, your thumbnail gets cropped. In other words, it's going to take whatever's in the center of your thumbnail, and it's going to take the center of it and crop out a square. And it's that square that's going to show up on your Instagram profile. In other words, when you're designing your thumbnail, you want to make sure that basically everything that the viewer's eye sees is in the center of the thumbnail, so that if they're looking at your IGTVs, right, then they can see all of the different IGTVs that you've done. Those are going to show up as the size or dimension of your full smartphone screen. Does that make sense? I don't want to give you the exact dimensions, but you know what I mean? It's tall and long. It's portrait style. However, if I'm looking at your Instagram page, the preview of your IGTV is going to be square. And it takes that square by cropping your image. So with that in mind, or in other words, keep that in mind when you're designing your thumbnail. So if you, again, just look at the Instagram IGTV guide that we created for you and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Or go look at my Instagram page. It's instagram.com/Shalene Johnson. And you'll see that my IGTVs, they are cropped square when you're looking at my profile. And I have designed those thumbnails so that the information and the title and the subtext is all in the center of that image so that when it does crop, it doesn't get cropped off. All right. Now, here's the other reason why you want to create a thumbnail. Because most people, when they're uploading an IGTV, it will give you fields that you have to fill out. One is the title and the second one is the description. Okay, this is a golden tip for you. Instead of typing in the title of your IGTV, use the place where you would type your title. Use that to ask a question. And here's why. Because that area shows up directly beneath your video. In other words, if I'm looking at your IG profile, if I'm looking at the news feed, if you will, or the Instagram feed, and I see your video directly below it, I'm going to see a question. And what do questions do? They get people to engage. What you will do, however, is use your thumbnail to title the video. That's where you'll see. And again, all these examples are in the guide that I've created for you so you can see exactly what it is I'm trying to describe for you. And you can also see them on my own Instagram page. Another simple way to think about this is to create a thumbnail in exactly the same way you would create a thumbnail for YouTube, which is you're going to give it a title, something that grabs people's attention, something that makes people say, ooh, I want to watch this. And then directly beneath that video, your IGTV video, they will see your first comment, which is a question, which is the question you typed in the place where you were supposed to type in the title. Does that make sense? Okay, now let's talk the description. There's not a lot you can do yet with the description that's going to help you be discovered by new people other than to use hashtags there. So you do want to write a description of what's in the video. That's a great idea. You can also at people, but we don't yet know a lot about how this area is performing. I suspect it will get better and better where we will eventually be able to put keywords there. In anticipation of that, I would suggest that you write a description for your IGTV that is heavy with keywords related to the video content that you're posting, and you may also use hashtags. How many? Again, we don't know. My suggestion, based on the testing that we've been doing thus far, is to use between 3 to 5 hashtags in your description, but here's how it gets better. Once you've hit post and your IGTV is live, now you want to go back to it and copy and paste in a group of relevant hashtags beneath your video as you would any comment or group of hashtags. So your IGTV is live now, right? Here's where you want to kick into overdrive. The moment you post your IGTV, it is really important that you focus on engaging with anyone and everyone who leaves a comment. It's also your objective to get people to watch your IGTV and, more importantly, to give people a reason why. This is where you want to go to stories. Now, remember, I love IGTV because it is going to help you reach people who aren't following you. But the best way to do this is to leverage the people who are following you. And you do that by going to your story and saying, all right, ladies, so you cut your really long hair and you love your short, cute, shoulder length, super current lob. P.S. That's what you call a longer bob, a lob. So you love your lob, but you really miss your messy bun because when you try to pull your shorter hair up on top of your head into a ponytail, you get this little like sprout of hair right above the crown of your head. And that's just not as cute as your messy bun once was. So if you miss having a messy bun, I just created an IGTV that will show you how to create a messy bun if you have short hair. It's a phony pony hack. You're going to love it. I'm going to share with you exactly how to do this, and it's just going to save you time and give you more options with your newly short hair. All right. So the next story, then you would post up your IGTV. And when you do that, click the link button, because IG, Instagram, allows you to actually link directly to that IGTV. There's two different ways you can do it. You can do it by linking to it, or you can actually go to your IGTV and you can click share and you can share it to your story. But don't just share your story. Give people a reason to know whether or not they actually want to watch it. And that will give you so many more views. The next thing you want to do is pay attention to the question that you listed as the title. Remember how we were going to replace the title field with a engaging question? Well, by now, you've posted it, you've created a few stories, it's like a few minutes later, you jump back on your IGTV and interact with people who have left a comment. Longer comments do better, and conversations are even better than long comments. In other words, if somebody leaves you a comment, like let's say on my Instagram TV that I did for short hair tutorial, they said, "Shalene, can you list the name brand of the phony ponytail that you used on top of your head?" And then I can go back in and say, "Absolutely. Thank you so much for asking. By the way, can I ask, do you have blonde hair or brunette or redhead or other?" Right? So I'm asking a follow-up question instead of, I'm going to give her the answer, but I'm also asking a follow-up question. In other words, I'm trying to create a conversation. Now, don't be inauthentic about this. Don't like just be annoying. But if there's an opportunity for you to ask a follow-up question, that creates a conversation. And that does two things. Number one, Instagram freaking loves it. It sees that this person is really interacting with you. Number two, the person who you're interacting with feels a deeper connection. Like you're having a conversation now. And that's cool. All right. That's about as much as I think we need to cover today, except that I need to say this. Don't be afraid to use IGTV. For whatever reason, we feel like we need to look perfect and that, you know, only certain people are supposed to be on camera. Y'all, that is so not true. I mean, there's so many examples of people that I could give you. I'm not saying that they're unattractive. I'm just saying that we like people who look normal. I mean, I don't know about you. I don't really relate to people who are like so perfect and so beautiful and so put together and so polished. And, you know, so don't overthink this. Just start. And the easiest way to do this is to just take some of your old stories and link them together as one long video. Record something. Ask in your stories what people would like to see in terms of content. Just do it. Just start. Just get yourself out there. And if you need, which I hope that you will, some guidance and you just want to be sure about all the things that you heard me discuss, you want to see them, you want to visualize what it was I was talking about before you create your first IGTV, download my free guide. It's at shalene.com/IGTV.
What?
My freaking dog is barking. All right. It is my goal, my objective, to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Monkey, my long-haired chihuahua, has to go out, and that's why she's barking. So we are done. All right, Monkey, let's go.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.